This is KERA News. I'm Courtney Collins. Finding and keeping housing is tough for low-income families. Nonprofit leaders in North Texas say there are just too many people competing for too few affordable apartments, which explains why eviction is a leading cause of homelessness. To stay financially stable and continue to pay rent, it's a good rule of thumb to spend no more than a third of your income on housing. According to Harvard's Joint Center for Housing Studies, 50% of renters spend more than that. One in four tenants turn half of their income over to the landlord on the first of every month. Matthew Desmond is a Harvard professor and MacArthur Fellow.
Housing is too fundamental a human need. It is too central to human flourishing, children's well-being, and health to be treated just as a commodity.
Earlier this week on Think, Desmond outlined what he considers a serious problem, the lack of safe, affordable housing available to renters in the United States.
We've affirmed provision in old age, 12 years of education, basic nutrition to be rights in this country, because we believe that those things are central to economic mobility and human development. And it's impossible to argue that shelter is not central to those things, too.
Tarrant County resident Kiana Jones agrees. She used to have a full-time job and an apartment, but she spent the last 2 months living in a Fort Worth emergency shelter. When the government program she worked for lost its funding, Jones lost her job and everything else.
Unemployment ran out. It was a hard time finding a career, and money wouldn't come in, so then I ended up getting evicted from my apartment.
Jones has a bachelor's degree in marketing and never imagined she'd be in this position. She's got a new job now, but says the eviction on her record follows her everywhere.
You know, it goes on your credit, and it's just hard finding a place.
When it comes to finding affordable housing in North Texas, the numbers are bleak. In Fort Worth, for example, about 24,000 households are considered extremely low income. Those households are competing for 5,200 affordable apartments.
Right now, what we're seeing is occupancy rates in Fort Worth in January of 2016 were around 95%, 96% in Parker County. And for very low-income renters, that's catastrophic.
Otis Thornton is executive director of Tarrant County Homeless Coalition. When there aren't enough affordable apartments to go around, he says people have to move into places they can't keep up with in the long run. And when too big a chunk of your paycheck is going toward rent, everything else takes a hit.
That squeezes your ability to put food on the table, to pay for medications. Childcare is out of reach at that point. So just being able to make it through the day becomes almost impossible.
Until eventually the bottom falls out and a tenant gets evicted. And most people who get kicked out of their apartment can't afford a storage unit, which means they lose what was in the apartment, too.
People actually lose their belongings, their possessions, their sense of place, and their sense of security.
Harvard's Matthew Desmond goes even further. He says an eviction could end up costing someone their livelihood.
We have good evidence that eviction causes job loss, and anyone out there listening who's been evicted knows why. It's such a consuming, stressful, drawn-out event that can cause you to make mistakes at work, lose your footing in the labor market.
And because housing can touch everything from an adult's ability to work to a child's ability to learn, experts say living in a safe, affordable apartment is far from a luxury. Courtney Collins, KERA News.